In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Shartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their discussion about Igor Stravinsky, beginning a two-part conversation about the Rite of Spring.
So Yehuda Hanani, we've talked about Stravinsky for our last couple of sessions. It's been very fascinating to me, this nobleman who really set music on its ear, was a white compared to a red in Russia, and
right.
And an interesting guy, wrote things that many of us know, but the big one's still coming.
Oh yes, yes, it's quite a fascinating journey. It was this man with bulging eyes and
mistresses like Coco Chanel. Wasn't he involved with her?
Oh, he sure was. Yeah. There was a film about it.
Yeah, there was. Must be true.
Yeah, this part of it is true. So in 1910, he had a dream of a young girl dancing herself to death. And soon after that, he began to write Le Sacre du Printemps, The Rite of Spring. He turned to Slavic experts who plotted out the sequence of historically accurate springtime rituals. He researched himself folkloric sources, mainly drawing on a book of Lithuanian wedding songs and his own memories of peasant singers and balladeers from his childhood in his uncle's country estate. After he assembled all this material, he proceeded to take it apart into bits and pieces, motifs here, fragments there, and then rearrange them, pile them up in layers resembling a cubistic collage, musical collage. And it's interesting to mention that at the very same time, Picasso is deconstructing and reassembling objects and portraits in his own work.
Well,
as a painter,
did these two guys, interesting parallel. Did they know each other?
They knew each other. Not only that, but Picasso was one of the artists who did stage designs for Stravinsky's ballets.
Well,
so they collaborated.
So who stole from whom?
Well, it's just that it was in the air in Paris in the 20s. And it's fascinating how different artists in different disciplines are doing the same thing, basically.
Okay.
In sound or in paint.
So how was it received?
The previous ballets, the Firebird, the Petrushka, were really a huge crescendo towards what's coming next, the Rite of Spring. It was a huge fusion of, amazing fusion of ancestral pagan folk music with avant-garde traits. And again, the rhythm, my goodness, the rhythm, those superimposed patterns of rhythm, shocking and surprising. The Augurs of Spring, which is an adolescent dance in the ballet, there is a steady pulse of clashing chords, irregular beats, and rhythms that propel the music relentlessly forward. And those dissonant chords repeat 200 times. Even Diaghilev was a little bit concerned, was a bit nervous about it when he first heard the music. And he asked Stravinsky, will it last a long time in this way? And Stravinsky answered, to the very end, my dear. To add to the music, Nijinsky, the choreographer and the dancer, got rid of all the classical ballet gestures in favor of almost near anarchy. So the dancers trembled and shook and shivered and stamped and ferociously circled the stage. Behind them were pagan landscapes in bright color and shapes from a dream. Much of the 19th century was dominated by German music. It had been really a theater of the mind. Things were happening psychologically and emotionally in the mind. Now composers would create the music of the body. Physical music, rhythmic music. This anti-German sentiment coincided with when it became apparent that Germany had designs of supremacy in Europe. We're talking about 1920s. So the powerful, savage, sophisticated rhythms of Le Sacre, the Rite of Spring, are at the same time very close to the most intricate rhythms of West African drumming. There's something global about them, something that transcends individual cultures. No wonder jazz musicians felt affinity, felt very close to Stravinsky's music, especially to The Rite of Spring. When Charlie Parker, the bebop master, came to Paris in 1949, he incorporated the first few notes from The Rite of Spring into his solo part.
Interesting.
And 2 years later, he spotted Stravinsky at one of the tables while playing a gig at Birdland in New York, and again quoted a motif from Firebird, causing the composer to spill his scotch in excitement.
Negative excitement or positive excitement? We'll never know.
I guess it was shock to hear his music being played by a jazz musician as a tribute.
Alan Shartok speaking with Yehuda Hanani in our segment, Classical Music According to Yehuda. They'll continue their conversation about Stravinsky's The Rite of Spring next week. For information about Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.